Hour.
Free Talk Live. We've talked about corporations, whether they're real or not, legal fictions. Also, Detroit and Jackson County in Alabama. Jefferson County in Alabama, where Detroit and Jefferson County both in serious financial trouble. May result in Detroit's case, an emergency financial manager coming in and basically taking over full operation of the city apparatus. And there are a lot of people that are pretty upset about that. Your thoughts are certainly welcome on those topics or whatever's on your mind at 855-453. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
And we'll continue with your calls about whatever you want. Ben is listening in Rockford, Illinois. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight? Hey, Ben, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, so I was on YouTube yesterday, and I saw this video about something called Concrete Canvas, and it blew my mind, because what they're talking about is this, it's a structure that, it's a concrete structure that comes on a pallet, and it's cloth when you get it, and then you get this inflatable, you get this fan that plugs into it, and it inflates this whole whole canvas structure into a bubble kind of thing.
Hmm.
And you spray it down with water, and you wait an hour. Well, you wait 24 hours, and you got a concrete building. I thought it was incredible that that was even possible.
So that's crazy to me. I mean, I know how concrete's very rigid and strong and all that, but I thought, you know, because usually when you see it, it's in these big slabs and really thick. So you'd think if you took away the thickness that it would be, like, easily...
Very flimsy.
Yeah, like really penetrable. Yeah. I don't know. But apparently that's not the case, because that wouldn't be the point of making it.
Right. I mean, they're using it in like, military settings, and I think part of the structural integrity of it is the dome shape that's going to, you know, hold it up. But, it's, I mean, it's really... As thin as you might think it is, it's probably like an inch thick or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's in the videos they have tests where they put like gasoline on it and burn it. It's completely fireproof, and they surrounded sandbags with it, and they fired small arms at it, and it, you know, withstood the small arms. It's insulating against heat and cold, and it's got this, you know, big steel door on the front of it. And they didn't say what the price was, so I was like, well, how much are they selling it for? Can I actually even get one? Just like one. And they didn't say the one you get quote, but I googled around a little bit. I found what I thought was a quote for like a little bit under $1,000. Like, you can get a building like this, you know.
How big of a structure?
Well, the one that I'm looking at here, I don't know if they come in different sizes, but they are modular. So you can put like two of them in front of each other, but the one I'm looking at on their website, there's a guy. It's probably 10 feet tall by 40 feet long by 50 feet long, 30 feet wide.
And okay, so when you say they're modular, you mean that you can pick this structure up and move it after it's formed?
Well, yeah, if it's a canvas or a material, you could, right?
Except right, doors you say that you wet it and then it hardens.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think that's the idea. That's not the design. I'm not saying you couldn't do that. But you pay it, what it's held down with is pegs into the dirt. So, I don't know, if you were going to do that, I think it would be really hard, not that it's going to break or anything, but I think the idea is you put it there and you leave it there. But when I say modular, I mean, if you wanted to add to it later, I think you just line up the door for the second one to the first one, and then you just open the door, and you've got another room. So I don't know if that could apply to the Free State Project, because...
That's pretty cool.
Well, there are a lot of people up here that are interested in these tiny homes, for instance.
Oh, I love the tiny homes.
Yeah, so...
There are also people interested in, like, shelters, you know, like some kind of survivalist thing.
Also, the dome houses are kind of a cool idea, and the original idea behind it, or one of the dome houses, is the monolithic dome, which is a concrete dome with just kind of a smooth shape to it, instead of the geodesic domes, which have the kind of the I don't know what they are.
The very rough
hexagonal shapes in there. And so I know that people who are interested in these low-budget living situations would definitely be interested in this concrete canvas. Their website appears to be concretecanvas.co.uk. Do you know if it's being distributed in the U.S. at all?
I'm not quite sure about that. I did find a third-party site that looks like they were selling them. I don't know if I don't think I bookmarked that, but it was kind of interesting. Like they weren't selling it to just anybody. Like they were saying they're selling to certain civil groups.
Yeah, it looks like it's being marketed to the government. It says it has a range of applications for both civil and military sectors as emergency key infrastructure for disaster relief or frontline operations.
So I don't know if you could actually, as a private, individual order one, but if you could, or if you could just make your own, because all it is it's canvas impregnated with concrete, with mixed concrete. So maybe, somebody's out there with their factory and they want to make their own or something.
Fascinating. Thanks for the heads up on that, Ben. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE.
Another thing that's cool, and I was looking at the pictures of it, is that it looks like light can come through. It looked like it was, fairly translucent enough that I didn't see any lights in the pictures, and maybe it could have been the flash of the camera, but I've seen pictures of people who have, these thin concrete walls specifically for the purpose of letting light through, so I wonder if it's been designed that way. That'd be cool.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, if it is canvas, then it's obviously got holes all in it when it starts, right? And then I guess letting it down kind of seals those holes.
Yeah, I guess canvas implies that there's like a weave.
Yeah, what it looks like.
When I hear the term canvas, I think of something fairly thin, maybe no more than like a 16th or an eighth of an inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of something that's 1 inch thick.
I know, that's insane.
Canvas.
It's showing the setup here at concretecanvas.co.uk. It's delivered to the site. The fan is attached, which inflates it. They then peg down the anchors. It's then hydrated by spraying it with water. It looks like from the outside. Water does not need to be potable, but must not be sewage. Seawater may even be used in this case. And the concrete canvas cures in the shape of the inflated inner. And 24 hours later, the structure is ready to use, so you basically got a 2-day setup time for a structure. Pretty cool.
I would really like to get a hold of one of these and maybe like an acre of land.
Well, that's one of the things that I think could be really interesting up here in New Hampshire is there's been a lot of talk, and I'm sure at some point someone's going to come along and make it happen, but it takes people with capital, and those are kind of few and far between in the activist movement, at least at this time, because it tends to take people with capital a longer time to wrap up all their interests and tie up all the loose ends they might have in their lives, like, sell a business, sell houses, things like that. But eventually, I have heard people talking about buying a plot of land, a large multi-acre plot of land, and then sort of sub-leasing or sub-dividing that out into a place where people would have a community in which, there'd be, maybe some sort of an association, a neighborhood association, where people would be able to build, put an RV out, put a tent out, put one of these concrete canvas structures out, build a tiny house, all these different options, build a teepee, an igloo, whatever.
I'm really excited about the idea of having portable homes. I mean, I know that they have trailers, but that's not even what I'm not even talking about that. I mean, something that people actually do. It is worth the money to move around if you're going to move. I just think that would be cool, like modular living, where
so like a tiny house on a car trailer.
I don't know how it would look. I kind of picture it looking cooler than that. Whatever you're talking about.
Okay, you've heard of tiny homes,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so there
How many square feet is a tiny home?
Tiny home is generally under 400,
okay.
I believe.
Gotcha.
One of the guys that founded one of the tiny homes companies lives in a home that I believe is 100 square feet.
Wow.
And there are some people that have...
That's smaller than the room we're in.
The tow behind car trailers. where you build your tiny home on the trailer, and then it is totally portable.
So at all times, it's portable.
Yes.
Interesting. 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about homes or the state of Detroit and its miserable economic state and what could happen with the emergency managers. Also coming up, CPR. Allie's got a story about that. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Listening options are available for you around the clock. You can tune into the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can either listen live as it happens, or for the other 21 hours in the day, you'll hear that same episode repeated. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of those streams. So three different choices. One of them will work for your internet connection, and they're all free. Listen.freetalklive.com, plus radio stations, over 100 of them, coast to coast, that air the show at various times throughout the week. In addition, we're on XM Satellite Radio 7 nights a week, plus KU Band free to air. We've got a channel up there for LRN.FM. You can get that anywhere in North or Central America. And you can learn more about it over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can tune in via the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. We're going to go to your phone calls here. You can bring up what you want. Andy is listening, and he's connected to us via Skype. Username, by the way, on Skype for you to connect to is LRN.FM. Hey, Andy.
Hello.
Hey, calling from Huntsville. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've listened to your show for a while. I understand your co-hosts tonight are actually both Alabama natives.
That's right.
Yes.
Howdy.
How are you doing? Well, anyway, I know this is probably near and dear to your heart is the Birmingham bankruptcy. I guess you've heard about, I believe it's actually the largest municipal bankruptcy in the history of the United States.
Yeah, Jefferson County. We actually spoke about that earlier tonight.
We did, as a matter of fact. We spent a good portion of the first hour on it. But go ahead and give us your perspective.
Well, I actually have a little guilty thing to admit, and I wonder if you two guys would agree with me that when I'm driving through Birmingham and I get it in my rearview mirror, I actually secretly hope it burns to the ground, sort of like Walking Dead zombie apocalypse style.
Sorry, Daryl, but I understand the sentiment.
The only part of the city of Birmingham that I don't want to burn to the ground are the Botanical Gardens and the Art Museum.
Yeah, I understand.
Birmingham
is
close.
There's a few nice thoughts, but it's terrible. It's terrible.
Is it just an ugly city? I mean, I've never been there. So.
The city, to say that the city has gone downhill over the last 30 years would be a dramatic understatement, unless the hill is Mount Everest and the bottom of the hill is the deep, deep depths of the Mariana Trench.
I think that's right.
Picture a grid, a large grid, right, with some concrete for buildings, and then, like, on the outskirts, there's some really run down, like, maybe barber shops, maybe consignment stores, and a lot of poor people, and then you'll see businessmen walking. But I went there
really, really fast.
I was there at, like, 3 in the afternoon for a school trip in high school, and it was dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's supposed to be a city.
This is like 200,000 people live there, right? I mean,
roughly 200,000.
Well, what are they all doing?
Hanging out in the sewer?
Most of the people
that
work
in the steel mills anymore
are very poor.
Yeah.
And work outside of the city. The people that don't work at all, and the people that generally work in the city live well outside of the city.
What if you pull up a manhole cover and, like, underground, like in the sewer, it's like bumping. There's a party going on. They have all this money for really renovating the sewer system, and it's the place
to be. That's where it went. That's why they left all
that
equipment down
there. That's where all the
people
are.
Now,
I used to live in the ghetto in Birmingham, and I have to agree that the best part of leaving was seeing it in the rearview mirror.
All right, so for our listeners that are just tuning in, maybe you didn't hear the discussion in the first hour, but we talked about how Birmingham, Jefferson County. Is there a Jackson County in Alabama?
There is.
By chance? Okay.
Where I'm from is Jackson County.
I just took
Alabama.
A guess. So Jefferson County, they are seriously in debt. They're over $4 billion in debt just because they had to replace, according by some federal agency standards,
the Clean Water Act.
Right. They had to replace their whole sewer system. They spent about $3 billion doing that and then incurred another $1 billion in interest payments, and basically they're screwed. What are your thoughts?
I say that, like I said, the town is screwed. It let it burn to the ground, and maybe move to New Hampshire. That might be the best
answer.
Well,
that's a good thing. I mean, that personally, that's something that someone who loves liberty can do. If you don't love liberty, please don't come to New Hampshire. We really don't want to have people.
We've
who
got
don't.
Enough statists moving yeah. here from Rhode Island
and Massachusetts
and telling us that we're not welcome.
Right. And so, but you know, for the people that are going to stay in Birmingham, what does it mean that, you know, there's all this money that's owed? They're possibly going to be bankrupt. They already filed bankruptcy. Was it Chapter 9?
Chapter 9. The county filed Chapter 9, which is municipal bankruptcy.
And I just still don't really grasp what that's going to mean for them. Like, at some point, these creditors are going to get screwed.
Restructuring, and they are not required by law to liquidate any assets.
As I figured, because they're a municipality, so they get special treatment.
Yes.
So, in the long run, their creditors will get screwed. Their credit score is probably going to go in the tank.
Yes, it's so, already in the tank.
Right. It'll probably be very difficult for them to get loans in the future.
Yes.
So I guess that'll be the only real penalty to them, right? Because, I mean, the individuals who are running the program have no liability for the choices they made. These politicians can
get
elected.
The people that were in office during the whole bond swap debacle, as I said earlier, all but one are currently in prison.
They're being punished because they abused their power,
yes.
Right? They did special behind-the-scenes deals or whatever. But had they just voted for this stupid, redo of the sewer
right.
system...
Had there been no bribery and other sorts of
right, had
issues.
They just... Had their only responsibility had been getting the city into $4 billion in debt, they would have had no liability for that act.
Correct.
So, Andy, anything else you want to share on this debacle?
Not really. I just hope when I do move up to New Hampshire, I'll start a ethnic Alabamians in exile group.
Sounds good.
We need one.
And I'll see you guys at Porkfest this summer.
Hey, look forward
awesome.
To it. Thanks for the call, Andy. Appreciate hearing
Thank
from you.
You.
By the way, if your city does burn down, that would be considered an emergency situation. And have you really thought about storable food for an emergency situation like that? You know, whether it's the city burning down, weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, there's all kinds of things that can happen. And odds are good, something will happen in your lifetime. And you just don't know when it's going to be. So having some stored food on hand is a good idea. It's a basic form of insurance for you and your family, and it's pretty cost-effective. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 a meal. And actually, I just cooked up some of the chili tonight, and I thought it was pretty good. That is on average half of the cost of the competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com. See the chart that will compare the Legacy Premium brand to their competition. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian, gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. You do get it all. Free shipping even on your order. Go to food.freetalklive.com, and you can place your order there. Once again, food.freetalklive.com. So, 855. 450 free. There's more to say on this Detroit story about these managers coming in and just hacking and slashing away, you know, the government. And you'd think that that would do something. But it turns out, according to a story that The Nation wrote about some of these emergency managers that have come into the other cities, that these emergency managers come in there, they do all the cuts and things that they're supposed to do. When they leave, it's not long before the city's right back in the red.
Let me guess, 5 years?
That doesn't surprise me.
855, 450 free. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. Also connect on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live on the way.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful natural and safe flu fighters, antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power, vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9, beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster, our own 4-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves. You may do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that are awaiting you there. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone who would like access to our live streams and the podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com. m.freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl. Daryl's here, courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. There's book publishing, there's radio making, there's
newspaper.
You got a lot going on over at fpp.cc.
Yes. When I first created FPP, I wanted it to be a libertarian media empire. And unfortunately, I don't have the financial backing of other people calling their organization a libertarian media empire, but I'm definitely involved in all aspects of media. I host Shire TV, which is not officially part of FPP, but I'm also involved in the TV.
You are a multimedia man.
Yes.
No doubt.
It's true.
Yeah, so there's daily news and commentary, there's the books, as you mentioned, radio, which is weekly, and hopefully at some point I would love for that to become daily.
And you're raising money for that?
Trying to, yes.
and one who wants to support you could do what?
Go to fans.fpp.cc. Fans are friends, allies, and numerary supporters.
Excellent. That's better than like all the army stuff that's out there. It seems like everybody's always got a name. That, like, if you look at talk radio and what they call their minions or followers or whatever you want to use, the fans of the show, it's like so and so's army.
Yeah.
The troops. You know, they're all like that.
Yeah. And it's also not as cultish as Ditto Heads.
I want minions.
You could probably have some minions, Allie. If you
I know.
Really
Hold on. What can I do to make serious. That happen? I need to be more imperialistic.
I thought Allie was one of your minions. A minion can't have their own minions. That
what?
Violates miniondom.
Really?
I thought it was a pecking order type thing.
Yeah, you could totally do that. Like the head of the flying monkeys.
I don't have minions.
I don't have to be king of the minions. I just want some minions. Like, even if it's a couple, it's fine.
Okay.
So you may have that, I'm sure.
Are puke in the gang your minions?
No.
Put the word out there. Maybe you take some applications from potential minions.
I'm now accepting applications for minions.
You won't just take any minions, right? You would have to.
I don't want gross minions. Yeah. How will that make me look?
Exactly. So you bring up whatever is on your mind here. We've been talking off and on about bankruptcy and the Alabama County, Jefferson County.
Yes.
In a real bad way. But Detroit's even worse. They're looking at even more billions of dollars. Now, Detroit actually hasn't gone into bankruptcy yet, as I understand the various different articles I've been looking over here throughout
right.
the night.
Their options appear to be either get the emergency manager or go into bankruptcy.
Well, no, the emergency manager can put the city into bankruptcy, from what I understand. Maybe
right.
they will go into bankruptcy anyway.
Right.
I think there's really no option. But as I understand the situation, things are so bad there, the governor has come in and said, we're going to go ahead and move this to an emergency manager. You guys have 10 days to respond. They have 10 days to the existing government structure in Detroit has 10 days to respond to the state saying either, well, we're challenging this or, okay, do whatever you're going to do. And they're going to challenge it. They're not going to just bend over for this. They're going to go to court. The courts will ultimately make a decision. And, you know, if they rule in favor of the governor, that's when the emergency manager will come in. And then they can do whatever kind of cutting and hacking and slashing that they want to, which, according to another article over at The Nation, hasn't really been too effective. It says here that the state's first emergency managers, because there have been five others that have been put into these emergency management situations. The state's first emergency managers were appointed between 2000 and 2002 by Republican Governor John Engler in the cities of Hamtramck, Flint, and Highland Park to prevent them from declaring bankruptcy. Although all eventually left when their job was done, the last of them in 2009, all three cities are back in the red. And
so from 2009 until now.
So a handful
of
years.
Which is less than 5 years.
It just goes to show you can't fix small government with bigger government.
But you just can't fix government. I mean, there's, sure, some governments run better than other governments. I mean, when you compare cancers, one of them's going to be worse than the others. But you just can't fix a structure that's inherently broken.
As Ron White once said, you can't fix stupid.
Right, and the government is it's a really bad idea because using force always has unintended consequences, and that's government's that's really their only tool that they've got.
Well, the government can create a lot of pretty buildings and a lot of institutions. They're very complicated to understand, but in order to have those things, they had to take, amount that it took to create those things from people, and they probably did it at like twice or some multiple of the price that a private institution could. You could have those things, and they could be more market oriented or consumer oriented.
Yes.
And when the government does it, they have to like take value away from someone else. And you can have these things, and value could be created, but not in a coercive system like government.
Right, and I think the sewer system in Jefferson County is a perfect example of things that could be done at a smaller level at a much more efficient, cheaper process. Because there are still a lot of people that are on a well and septic
mm-hmm.
because it's cheaper to do everything yourself locally instead of trying to find other people to basically create a partnership with to, we're going to dig this big ditch and then find a big wasteland over where we put everything and then process it and then put it back into circulation. And then once that gets over a certain size, it just becomes too bloated to where it's not fiscally responsible to even maintain it.
It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And Detroit's even worse because at least in Birmingham,
yes,
in Jefferson County, their only real issue that caused their bankruptcy is the sewer system.
Yes.
In Detroit, it's just all over the place bad. I mean, they've had to shut off streetlights. A good portion of the streetlights are broken, so they didn't even have to turn them off. They were already busted. And they've shut down police hours. They've made it difficult to actually access the police department. You have to go during business hours, during daylight hours, in order to get service from the police. It's just it's terrible. And, you know, there's some good sides to it because, well, because the police aren't there, people have to rely more on themselves. You know, there are private policing services that are cropping up and being hired by folks for protection services. So we're actually seeing some interesting developments.
So gang warfare.
Well, no. I mean, you've actually got, I know that's the fear of
that,
mongering.
That's the fear that people think if you have private police forces is that, like, Whack and Hut will start offing all of the U.S. security people.
Hasn't happened. Hasn't happened.
And then Brinks comes along with their Bearcat and just mows down everybody.
I feel confident in assuming that there's probably a strong black market going on already in Detroit. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, of course. And in fact, you you also had news about how in Detroit there's a significant amount of property owners that are just aren't even paying property tax.
Nice.
Because why bother? You're not getting any services from the government.
I mean, that would kind of, when we've been talking about this, I'm like, it would be kind of nice for the government to go ahead and establish for itself that it's illegitimate by, you know, going bankrupt.
By failing.
By
sure.
failing. Because then, you know, it's easy to be like, why should I pay you taxes? If anything, it's just going to go to pay off your debt. It's not going to go to provide any service for
me. So why do people still pay their federal income tax? Because most people are aware that it only goes to pay for the debt and to basically continue killing people.
I guess the federal government is more anonymous in a sense. You know who your city councilors are, and you might know, I mean, and you know people involved in like the city government. But when it comes to federal government, if they come down on you.
Sam, it's that nice guy with the beard on the posters.
It all comes down to fear as far as, in my opinion, why a lot of people pay. Some pay because they feel like they are a part of the system and they really like it. There are a handful of people out there who actually feel good about paying taxes, but I think most people are doing it because they don't want to end up in a cage. 855-450-FREE. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next. Share your thoughts.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves, and that's the point of the program. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $5 a month. We invest that into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because that's important. And if you agree, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's change gears. We've been mostly economics tonight with, discussing bankruptcies and things like that. But CPR was on Allie's mind this evening.
Cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
That's right. Well, this story has been making the rounds, and I just think it's really interesting because I don't hear a lot of libertarians talking about this story, and I thought we should give our take. So in California, in a nursing home in California, a woman was found by a nurse working there to be barely breathing. So the nurse calls 911. The dispatcher tells her, based on the information she's getting about the woman not breathing like she should be, that the nurse should administer CPR. So she's pleading with this nurse to give the woman CPR, and the woman says that she's not able to help her because it's against the nursing home's policy to give CPR to someone in a state of emergency, and that they should just call an emergency service and get taken care of that way. A lot of people were upset.
You're going to die before anybody gets there.
Right. And a lot of people were upset from hearing the call because apparently the nurse just sounded very, the dispatcher sounded very frantic, and normally people get mad at dispatches for being too slow. Mm-hmm. But the dispatcher was like, no, you need to get someone to do CPR on this woman. And the nurse was apparently kind of nonchalant about it, like, there's no one here at this time, I can't find anyone. And according to the executive director of Glenwood Gardens, which is the nursing home, the nurse was following policy, and he said, in the event of a health emergency at this independent living community, our practice is to immediately call emergency medical personnel for assistance and to wait with the individual needing attention until such personnel arrives. He said, that is the protocol we followed. As with any incident involving a resident, we will conduct a thorough internal review of this matter, but we have no further comments at this time. So people are upset because they thought, you know, what's wrong with this nurse? Why wouldn't she do it? But we were talking about sort of speculating about how CPR, like giving CPR to someone who's in trouble, yes. A lot of people worry that they could be legally sued.
If you crack someone's rib or something like that.
And you were saying that it maybe changes from state to state, because I looked it up, and they said that there's Good Samaritan laws that protect people
right. Who
are like just regular. I think it changes if you're getting paid. If you're at work and you're getting paid, then your company could be liable for what happens. But if you're just like walking around, you see someone, you give them CPR, if you had certification, then I guess in some states there are laws
that
protect you.
Even if you don't have certification, but you're on the phone with 911 and they're telling you this is what you do.
You think that the dispatcher had the legal authority to grant the woman permission?
I don't think she had the legal authority to grant this woman permission. But reading from the LA Times, they have some of the transcript of the call.
Mm-hmm.
And the 911 dispatcher says, I understand if your facility is not willing to do that. Give the phone to a passerby, a stranger. The woman's not breathing. She's going to die if we don't get this done. I don't understand why you're not willing to help this lady. So
it's
she
crazy.
Was saying, just find anybody in this facility.
Right.
Hand them the phone, and I will tell them what to do. And she said, no.
Wow.
And then
it's just there's callousness.
Ian, you mentioned cracking a rib. When I was being certified as what in Pennsylvania they call a first responder, which is one level below EMT, the instructor said, when you're doing CPR, if you do it right, you will crack a rib.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you just have to put
that much
force to get the heart to start beating.
I mean, part of me understands people's frustration with a nurse, but part of me really feels for the nurse because, like, they said that you could hear her talking to someone else at the facility on the phone, the nurse, and she said to someone else, she's yelling at me and saying we have to have one of our residents perform CPR. I'm feeling stressed. I'm not going to do that. Make that call. And I guess she's not going to make that call. And I could feel for that. I mean, if I'm working in a nursing home, though, I expect to have the situation happen to me. But it just seems really scary to sit there and try to find someone to say, hey, you deal with this.
Right. And I also think that it's one of those weird sort of situations that people get put in by their employer of, even though you know the right thing to do, I am legally preventing you from doing it.
Right. Well, I mean, I feel like when I'm at work, I have like these kind of ethical situations, like the way I'd normally want to deal with an issue.
If you saw somebody choking inside the store where you work,
right,
would you go over and give them an abdominal thrust? You can't call it the Heimlich maneuver without giving Heimlich 25 cents for
saying that. I'll tell you what I'd like to believe. I'd like to believe that, yes, I would do that, but I really cannot tell you honestly what I do in the situation until I'm in it. I'm not a person who's good at judging what I would do in a hypothetical situation like that, especially a high-stress one.
According to Forbes.com, they've got a piece on this. Actually, they have a few of them, but press reports there was no do not resuscitate direction in place. It's a good thing for the facility's owner, Brookdale Senior Living, that Ms. Bayless's family believes she wanted to quote, die naturally and without any kind of life-prolonging intervention, unquote, as they told the Associated Press. Brookdale's policy about what the nurse should do in an emergency was sufficiently unclear that Brookdale's public statement was to the effect that the nurse had misinterpreted the company's guidelines.
Oh.
The Forbes says that sounds like a CYA in case a family member later changes his or her mind and wants to blame Brookdale for not doing CPR.
There was no do not resuscitate order on this patient.
Right. That's what they're saying here. That there was
It was originally reported that there was, which is why the nurse didn't do anything. But there was not a do not resuscitate.
Right. So the nurse screwed up.
Yes.
Is that right? So it wasn't necessarily the policy that she was citing.
The nurse is using the policy as an excuse for why she didn't do anything.
I mean, do you think, because I think a lot of people are probably saying that this nurse just doesn't care or that she's being really nonchalant. But I mean, it's hard for me to imagine a human standing in front of a dying human
and doing nothing.
But maybe working in a nursing home, you get desensitized to death. Maybe it really was, like, just another day for her. She's like, people here die. That's what happens. I'm just supposed to call 911. I don't know.
It's hard to really even fathom it. I mean, especially someone who, as a nurse, you would expect they would be CPR trained. I mean, I could understand somebody panicking and, you know, who doesn't know CPR, not really being able to really take the instructions over the phone because, you know, you don't have any experience at it. It's going to be a little harder to, if you've never done CPR before, to just take a fresh set of instructions and be effective at it, right?
Right.
I mean, there's reasons they have training classes for these things. But a nurse has gone through, presumably, at least at some point,
yes,
a CPR training class. So it's
and
not just
a recertification.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, not just the average person failing at this. It's somebody who should know how to handle this situation.
Yes.
Totally just blowing it.
So my question is, and I haven't figured out by looking into it what the legal issue is here, but is there a legal issue with private companies like nursing homes doing something like giving CPR to patients? Are they liable for what happens to the patient
if
they perform CPR?
In this case, there are no charges that have been filed as of yet against the company. Now, whether that means that they will be liable in a civil suit, I don't know about that. I guess that'll all shake out. But, you know, presumably this would be in an agreement. You know, if you're signing an agreement with this company, there's a policy.
It should be in the patient contract.
Right.
Because one would presume that there's a patient contract of, I will live in this facility, and here's the expectations that I expect to receive.
By the way, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, go to ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got the name brands you want at the lowest prices on all kinds of stuff. Archery, air guns, ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, water purification, tents, and more. ManVentureOutpost.com, family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They've got the lowest prices. You can see for yourself. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. It's been Ian with you.
Allie.
And Daryl.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving.
And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.